Welcome to Young and Reckless. I'm Adam. I'm with my brother Matthew. Say hi, Matthew.
Hi.
We are starting this podcast just to let people into our lives and work through our issues, good and bad, and share our wins, share our losses, our ideas, our concepts, and our passions. We love people and we want people to love us. Simple as that. We're sitting out on our mentor slash friend slash brother's front lawn. Our electricity has been out for T plus
two and a half days.
Yeah, 3 days.
Basically.
Matthew has been my best bro since grade two. We met at the Dallas Public Library, opening in our neighborhood, Lockwood Library. We were idiots then, and then we ended up going to school together, being idiots together there, for a year and a half, and then we went our separate ways as far as school went, and then we met up a couple years later. Matthew's passionate about mythology, writing, theater, singing, and history here and there. I would call him a jack of all trades as far as academics go. And I'm going to hand the mic up over to Matthew and let him introduce me.
All right. Well, he's currently a team member at Chick-fil-A, which is pretty Gucci. And then you do a lot of tech support for people, and you make decent money off of that. You're in community college now, so you finish high school earlier than me.
Degree and start on 2 years faster. And transition into university quicker. So, touche, my bro.
But, you know, he's a very, very intelligent friend of mine. And
ditto. Love him, bro. Okay, so we are introing this first episode with trying to name the podcast. We've got chainsaws running all around. Reason for the power being out is from a massive storm occurring on Sunday. It is Tuesday afternoon at around 4 p.m. Central Standard, and everyone's cleaning up.
Where were you during the storm?
I was at home on my front porch watching it, and I was telling everyone not to freak out about the storm, and then I ended up almost getting murdered by it.
Yeah.
Heard you were at a restaurant.
Yeah, I was at the lot, which is a outdoor restaurant. They have this huge patio, and they have a volleyball court, so everyone that was outside got sand in their eyes. It was not a good scene. And it was a surprise to everybody. No one saw the storm coming.
Came out of nowhere. I took a 5-night trip out to South Carolina, got back, and then everything got torn apart.
Yeah.
A tree limb almost fell on my mid-sized sedan.
Yeah.
Didn't crush it, thank God. Good stuff. Introing this episode with how we named it. We kind of went through some stuff, spur of the moment.
Yeah. We both had pretty dorky ideas. So one of my ideas was Bear in Mind, and, you know, he didn't like it. I thought, you know, a bear is from the wild, and we hang out in the wild because we're Boy Scouts, but he's like, no.
I recently named a playlist on Spotify called Coolers and Roadies, just for the road trip. Roadies being alcoholic beverages you keep on the road. Coolers being wine coolers, chillers, people that are cool. Coolers.
Disclaimer, he doesn't drink alcoholic beverages.
As far as anyone knows. Just kidding. Okay. Yeah. No, we don't. We chillin' as far as that goes, because we're only 17, and we're trying to do the right thing here, and yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. And then, you know, we were, there was something that you said, young and something, it was like, I can't remember what you said something before I mentioned the soap opera, Young and the Restless,
Young and Free. Oh yeah, that's
Young and Free. And then I'm just like, oh, that makes me think of the soap opera Young and the Restless. And then we were like, okay, we got to make sure we don't name a podcast similar to that. And then we came out with Young and Reckless, and we're just like, you know what, screw it, we're going with it. So,
and there's no guarantees that the name's gonna stick. In case that we come up with something that we think is greater, y'all can give us recommendations, spinoffs of Young and Reckless. We're open for that. Just send us the voice submissions here on Anchor. We're excited to start this, and It is our first time. A little bit awkward, a little bit of mess ups here and there, but bear with us. Bear in mind. bear with us. God. I'm going to give him crap about that previous name. Be patient with us. We're going to make something pretty epic. Okay, so Matthew was in Washington, D.C. while I was in South Carolina, so we both traveled from the central United States out to the East Coast.
Yeah.
We spent time out there, and we talked to each other a little bit while we were out there. I actually thought about starting the podcast while we were out in our separate places and just combining our voice recordings as a means of creating the conversation from scratch, but would have required a lot of editing. But we're together right now, just watching life.
Yeah, we're watching all these trucks come in trying to fix the electrical issue.
So we are natives of Dallas, Texas, in the White Rock Lake area. That's our hometown, our stomping grounds. And the storm is so bad that Oncor Power Distribution has contracted out power services from Mississippi, Alabama, and maybe even Florida or Missouri. We've got about 15 to 35 trucks in our neighborhood at any one time.
And a whole ton of traffic signals and lights are out in Dallas right now, so it's just a cluster cuss around here.
Yeah, lots of chaos. Just disclaimer for this podcast, there can occasionally be some explicit conversations. We'll try and keep it to a minimum, but no promises. We are learning. We're making mistakes.
Yeah, and we're just trying to, you know, put our casual... We're basically recording our casual conversations, so we're going to be casual as we want to be.
So at the moment, we're... at very transitional phases in our life. Right now, we've been talking about cars and what kind of vehicles we'd want for the future. Maddie's whipping around a Ram 1500 with a 5.7-liter Hemi engine. I think it's pretty dope, except he can't stand how the gas mileage goes in that thing, which is expected of a truck.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in Fords and Chevys and that Dodge Ram that you literally 10 seconds and it could be out of gas. It's crazy.
And I drive a very fuel-efficient Toyota with Tiger Paw tires on it. Gets me around 30 mpg, and I attribute it to ExxonMobil fuels and my Tiger Paws. Those are fantastic.
Toyotas are trash.
I love foreign cars. But I also love Jeeps, and Jeeps on the Goodyear Wrangler tires are excellent.
Jeeps are made in America? Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was just asking.
If they're not, that's a problem.
Yeah.
My dad drives a Mercedes on Continental tires. Please, tire companies, sponsor us. Goodyear, try and grab us. Tiger Paw, try and grab us. Continental on the GS tires. Okay, I love those. Those tires are great.
All right. We don't... Calm down.
Okay. Our favorite brands. We love Microsoft, Android, iOS, Apple. Matthew's on the Android Microsoft gang, and I'm more on the Apple side of things, but we use both a lot of the time.
The Surface is a pretty good computer. I got a Samsung Galaxy S9, whatnot.
I use Motorola. It's practically indestructible, even though it has a broken screen, and that's my fault. But right now, I mainly use my iPad.
Do you have the mods for the Motorola?
I don't use any mods, but I would like to upgrade my phone and possibly use mods. It's not that important to me.
Yeah, that whole concept's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it just leaves you more things to lose that cost more than $300.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a good first episode, dude. Like, honestly. Yeah. So far, so good. This can be our trailer.
Yeah.
We're trying to do...
How long is this, by the way? So
we're probably at 10 minutes. I'll edit the last parts of this out. All right. We're going to cut it off here. This is annoying.